Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Let's get to it. August 5th, Monday morning. Enjoy the brightest day of the week for our entire region today. Enjoy it. It'll be hot, but at least the rain holds off. Why? Well, because as you know, we had wicked weather over the weekend causing major delays, hundreds of delayed flights at airports across the country, including here at PHL. This morning, we're hearing at least 40 flights are already delayed. So it's that domino effect and impact, especially American Airlines. So a lot going on with travel this morning. I know there are some road closures this morning. And then this ahead of the National Weather Service releasing all of these alerts for tomorrow, where we are under a major flood watch for the entire region.
Wow.
So they're expecting a lot of roadways, a lot of flooding.
Yeah, as a hurricane is about to hit landfall, in Florida, I believe,
yes.
Right? Debbie?
Yes, Debbie Downer. So Debbie, Hurricane Debbie, Category 1. So usually it goes down to a tropical storm, so we'll see. But we're looking at, within the past hour, they're expecting, unfortunately, potential record-setting rains, catastrophic flooding, life-threatening storm surges as this Hurricane Debbie moves across very slowly the northern part of the state before stalling over the coastal regions then of Georgia and South Carolina. So it was very near landfall, we were told, along Florida's Gulf Coast, the Tony Bruno and Miss Robin side.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Oh, my goodness.
The Tony Bruno and Miss Robin.
I know. So just like saying prayers that they're okay. I mean, they're building their dream house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, that's
by the
just
way,
it.
I had to work at Music Fest this weekend for my in-laws.
You did?
You haven't lived until you've stood through a two-hour rain delay, and I mean a monsoon of a rain delay, under a hot tent with metal poles while an electrical storm is going off.
God.
Yeah. I'm like, why don't we go inside? They're like, you can't. I'm like, okay, we'll just hang out here underneath metal poles during a lightning storm.
No. Not good.
Cool.
You got to ground everything. Were you wearing at least your rubber-soled gym shoes or whatever?
I was.
So that allegedly helps.
No flip-flops, Dawn.
And reach out, touch the mother-in-law. I'm kidding. There are more than 135,000 customers without power right now in Florida. That's already within the past hour. That's being reported. Debbie located specifically about 45 miles west, northwest of Cedar Key, Florida, with max winds 80 miles an hour. So this thing is moving, and National Hurricane Center in Miami watching that very carefully. Fourth named storm of this Atlantic hurricane season, and we have just begun.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Yeah.
This is
8 weeks of storms and hurricanes and rain. Yeah. I think all the climate people will be coming out of the woodwork now.
Right?
Here we go.
And speaking of storms, we here in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, we're at the center of what you may say is a political storm with Vice President Kamala Harris. She will be here tomorrow. And then we'll have the vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, here tomorrow.
How about that?
J.D. in South Philadelphia, and the Veep will be at the Lea Cora Center, leading many to say, hey, is this a Shapiro pick?
Mm-hmm. Hurricane Harris blowing through Philadelphia, Category 1.
I will note to you that her campaign yesterday launched Republicans for Harris as she looks to win over Republican voters in Pennsylvania put off by Donald Trump's candidacy. Are you put off?
Yeah, well, I mean, some people want to put me off. Some people want to put me out the pasture. I'm not put off by it. I just don't. So is she catering and placating towards that Nikki Haley voting block that existed in the primaries? Because I, as much as I dislike Nikki Haley and I said she couldn't win, I didn't really hate the fact that some people were of the belief that I'm going to vote for Nikki Haley. But if you're a never Trump Republican, going from Nikki Haley to Kamala Harris is indefensible. Like, I'm sorry, you are a loser if you go that route. Like, if you wanted to argue Nikki Haley, okay, yeah, she's a refurbished Bush Republican. But you're going to go for Kamala Harris? Come on.
She's a refurbished Bush?
That's what they, yeah, that's what I said back in the primary season. She's an old warmonger just rebranded as a new age Republican that nobody was buying, by the way.
Back me up.
Hey, can I just say this, too, Dawn, because you were out last week. We're now 15 days in Kamala Harris. No news conference, no one-on-one interview, no policies posted on her official campaign website, and no debate locked in.
Are you unburdened?
I'm actually a little bothered by that, to be honest.
Her team is trying to create a permission structure to unburden you. I'm not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a permission structure.
So far, all we've had is a rally, a concert/rally, and some appearances at a sorority. That's it in 15 days. She's running a 10th grade campaign to be, class president. and it's working poll-wise, by the way, if I'm being completely honest.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But I'm very serious when I'm reading from the news release that Kamala's team, Vice President's team, is trying to create a permission structure for GOP voters. You Republican voters, you have permission. This is your scaffolding, your structure. I'm reading from this.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
It's your get out of Trump for free card.
So tomorrow's going to be a hectic day with both Kamala Harris meeting. Will Greg Stocker be right again? And will she announce her pick today? And then, you know, boy, that'll be kind of a fizzle effect, won't it?
Yeah.
If it's Shapiro tomorrow, and
it would
you know
be.
What I mean?
Yeah. Also, by the way, I'm looking forward to Stocker being wrong a little bit. You know, if the Phillies can lose like 10 out of 12, Stocker can get a prediction wrong or two from time to time. That would be nice. Or you're due to go on a downswing.
I am.
Just saying.
I am. But today will probably not be that day.
Not be that day. But we defeated the Mariners by 6-0.
Oh, good. One game.
So,
yeah.
One series.
They didn't get swept. Hooray.
And, but they have the Dodgers next.
I know. But that was the last series they won.
That we won, so.
And Bryce Harper is out of a slump.
Yes. He actually just joined Elite Company with Ken Griffey Jr., well on his way to the Hall of Fame and all those statistical categories that this audience doesn't care about.
And since I was in North Carolina with the kids for Junior Olympics, and they have Biscuitville and Waffle House everywhere. So the Biscuitville breakfast biscuit, number one breakfast biscuit in the nation.
I love a good breakfast biscuit, Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I could go for one right now, personally.
Biscuit.
Have either of you eaten Bear Roadkill?
Bear Roadkill? No, but I know RFK threw a dead bear in Central Park 10 years ago.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we have this weird piece of audio of him talking to Roseanne where he talks about seeing a dead cub and then picking it up because, you know, he wanted to put the meat in the refrigerator.
Fair to say Bobby's a little off.
What the hell is wrong with the Kennedys?
Yeah.
They're all and for years we have lionized this group of creeps.
Yeah.
They're all creeps, every single one of them.
And just remember my boy Kennedy in Louisiana, not affiliated with the Kennedy family dynasty.
Help me understand this.
Yeah. Sorry.
Help me understand how you throw a dead cub in the street.
Unless you're a fox, never eat roadkill because, like, the zombie diseases and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to handle it.
What people don't understand is as soon as that animal dies, the meat starts to decompose.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And Bobby Kennedy saw it on the... I think that we should take this up. And, like, oh, God. What a dummy.
Pretty good impression. Gotta say.
Sorry. Where did that come from? I'm just angered.
I'm just angered that we as a society have thought these Kennedys have walked on water.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess it's not, family. I guess it's not as bad as his uncle, who's worm food now, thank God. Killing a woman on a bridge and, you know, going and living his life afterwards. I guess we can say that it's not as bad as that. Sorry.
Hey, so, speaking of walking on water, a flood watch posted for tomorrow as we expect heavy storms late in the day for your Tuesday tomorrow. But Monday today, enjoy it. Mostly sunny, yes, hot and humid with a high of 94, heat index reaching 100 degrees. And tomorrow, like I say, will start out sunny, but the downpours and T-storms developing later in the day, the high just 90. But this will tee us up for cooler weather, cloudy, and maybe some showers for your Wednesday, the high just 77. So at least we break the stretch of 90s and we'll head down into the mid to upper 70s starting Wednesday with more clouds and rain in that forecast. But Hurricane Debbie obviously having a huge impact. Piazza Auto Group sponsoring us. Acura Summer of Performance event happening right now at Piazza Acura of Ardmore, Reading, and Westchester. So get financing as low as 2.9%, 48 months on the all-electric ZDX. Shop online, PiazzaAcura.com. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:16, let's kick off another week with another big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
A little fuel on the fire. It is Monday, August 5th. Coming up on Tuesday, November 5th, America elects a new president. And if you thought this past weekend was a toweling or cooling off period, well, you can guess again. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are at each other's throats in the media, as well as social media, throwing canisters, barrels, and drums of gas on the fire, as we are now just a mere 3 months away from Election Day in America. From rallies to debates to infidelities and identities, this has turned into a streaming service train wreck that Americans can't take their eyes off of. If you were of the belief that Biden v. Trump round two was a snoozer that many Americans didn't want, well, you've got your wish. Now we just wait until summer is over. In the 2024 world of politics, where cheap fakes, viral clips, and aha, gotcha moments are what make the news cycle churn, you're getting a buffet of all you can eat. But does any of it actually matter? Is the outcome still the same, regardless of what you believe the outcome was with Biden in the race? Let's start with rallies. In my opinion, they mean absolutely nothing. It's just red meat to your base. Kamala Harris needed to bring in Megan Thee Stallion to Atlanta to fill up the crowd by using a concert. Donald Trump in Atlanta this past weekend did not. And speaking of race, it's quickly become a contentious point between the Veep's identity and Trump's words. Here is Conserve the Culture founder Michaela Montgomery laying into Kamala Harris as she speaks on behalf of the black community and how the Veep is only black come election time. This was at Trump's rally in Atlanta this weekend. Listen and watch this.
Getting your feelings about things that have been said, but I want you guys to pay attention to what has been done. They don't want to talk policy. They just want to use propaganda to steal your vote. The left is trying to tout this woman as a savior for the black community, but all she's done is hurt the black community since she came into the game. See, the first step in destroying the black community is to dismantle the black family. So aside from her record as a prosecutor, why don't we ask Mrs. Willie Brown if Kamala Harris cares about black families? I wonder if Mrs. Willie Brown, a black woman, is also with her. A few days ago, President Trump said he didn't know Vice President Harris was a black woman. I'm trying to figure out what all the outrage is about because she's only black when it's time to get elected.
I think there's no question that many in the black community realize after doing their homework that Democrats use them as pawns to remain in power every 4 years. But what about the Republican? What did Donald Trump specifically do for the black community? Here's part two of Michaela actually laying out his policies. Listen and watch this.
The same black people who are mad at Trump for being confused about her race, ethnicity, nationality, whatever, are seemingly forgetting that while you're touting her as a savior for black people, she identifies as an Asian woman. She chose her side and it wasn't ours. When asked if she would ever do anything specifically for black people, she said no. Whereas Trump gave us the Platinum Plan, which specifically uplifted the black community by increasing capital by almost $500 billion, creating 500,000 new black businesses, and would give black churches the ability to fight for federal resources for their communities.
And that right there is what it's all about. Trump needs to advertise his policies and his policy victories for the black community. And generally speaking, communities aside, keep it to three main topics: the economy, the border, and crime. Throw in the endless wars and the other stuff as well. Trump can be right. Black voters can be right. But consistently getting into Harris's identity, as I have said for the last week or so, as well as DEI, is a losing endeavor. But how do black voters feel about Kamala Harris? And how do they feel about her specifically right here in Pennsylvania? Especially men. Here's a clip from CNN with Michael Smirkanish as a field reporter went to a black barber shop in Dauphin County, PA. Listen and watch this.
Is Kamala going to make you a little more likely or less likely to vote Democrat?
Well, guys, hold on, first, Ray, hold on, Ray. Is Kamala black, yes or no?
I'm going to let her speak on that. But to me, no.
Oh, is Kamala black, yes or no?
I share that same view.
Wow, is Kamala black, yes or no?
I heard she was. I heard she's half black and half Asian.
When I played that audio on my SiriusXM radio program on Thursday, many callers who self-identified as African-American were quick to tell me that those men were the exception, not the rule. Some described them as low-information voters, no different than you'd find among whites.
I agree with Smirkanish. I don't think that's a majority consensus viewpoint, but I do think it's palpable, which is why I have said and truly believe that Donald Trump's going to get around 20% of the black vote in 2024, and that could be enough for a victory. Now, we can debate that all day. But speaking of debates, let's get to the latest merry-go-round of Kamala Harris getting into the ring with Donald Trump. The narrative out there now is that Donald Trump is ducking Kamala. That's what the Democrats are trying to portray. That's the narrative in the mainstream media. Meanwhile, Harris has rejected Trump's proposal for debating on Fox News. Harris has declined Trump's September 4th proposal, with moderators on Fox being Brett Baer and Martha McCallum. Instead, Harris is now demanding that it be on only ABC News. Quote, Donald Trump is running scared and trying to back out of the debate he already agreed to and running straight to Fox News to bail him out. He needs to stop playing games and show up to the debate he already committed to on September 10th. That is Harris campaign communications director Michael Tyler. Keep in mind, he agreed to that debate when Joe Biden was the nominee. So the terms have changed. Quote, Mr. Anytime, Anywhere, Any Place should have no problem with that unless he's too scared to show up on the 10th, Tyler continued. Let's be real about this. I think Donald Trump will absolutely destroy Kamala Harris in a debate. She's not a quick thinker on her feet. You saw what happened when Trump stepped into the lion's den on CNN against Biden with muted microphones, no audience, and moderators like Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. It was all set up to give Joe the best chance possible. It turned out to be a complete TKO that literally put Biden out to pasture for re-election. And we saw Kamala Harris get crushed by people like Tulsi Gabbard in Democratic primaries just over 4 years ago. And do you think Trump is concerned about this? Listen and watch this.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right? Mm-hmm. It's no longer in a physical place.
That was Kamala Harris talking about computers and the cloud. Some would say her head is in the clouds. That from a lady who still hasn't posted her official policies and stances on issues for her campaign, 15 days removed from Joe Biden dropping out. Still hasn't done a national interview in a one-on-one setting. Donald Trump is not scared of her. I would advise Democrats, stop feeding the beast when it comes to debates, because eventually you are going to debate him once, maybe twice, and I don't think it's going to go in your favor. Coming up later this morning during the cut sheet, you'll hear more of Trump and Kamala when it pertains to identity, with a heated interview between George Stephanopoulos and Byron Donalds, as well as differing Democrat advisors on where the race stands today. James Carville is of one belief, David Axelrod, a completely different perspective. But in the meantime, Donald Trump needs to avoid stepping on landmines, like the one I believe he did this weekend in Georgia with Governor Brian Kemp. Trump saying, quote, Atlanta is like a killing field and your governor should get off his ass and do something about it. Trump also ripped Secretary of State Brad Raffenberger of, quote, doing everything possible to make 2024 difficult for Republicans to win. Conservative host Eric Erickson saying, quote, if he loses, it's because of his stuff, not a stolen election. Erickson also illustrating how both GOP politicians in Trump's crosshairs won easily in 2022. The rift between the two is so bad that South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, of all people, who loves a good war, is imploring both of them to repair the damage and fix their relationship. It doesn't matter what you think of Kemp or those other Georgia Republicans. It is self-inflicted damage for Trump in a state he can easily flip, having barely lost by just over 10,000 votes. Focus on Kamala Harris and her lack of conviction in policy. Focus on Harris for not debating you. Focus on the border, the economy, and the crime. She's the most unpopular vice president of all time. Nobody likes her, and nobody has voted for her. Don't lose to her. Don't lose your country. Don't lose this election, all because you can't focus on what matters. The hell with Brian Kemp. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, Big Take this morning on a Monday. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210 WPHT. And, of course, in the YouTube chat, it's the Kale and Company comment community. Just go to youtube.com/@1210WPHT and hit the like and subscribe buttons. We'll get everybody's thoughts from a busy, busy weekend. And all eyes are on Pennsylvania as tomorrow Kamala Harris and J.D. Vance come to the Keystone State with Josh Shapiro literally in the bullpen. We're back after this on a Monday morning. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The current vice president and the hopeful vice president of the future both ascending on Philadelphia, and they won't be too far apart as all eyes on Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Inquirer laying out the arrangements for tomorrow as Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, who is Donald Trump's new VP, will make a campaign stop in South Philadelphia, and he's going to appear at a place we've given tickets away to many times, usually for wrestling tickets when we give away our morning mystery movie clip. He'll be at the 2300 Arena at Rittner and Swanson, which has about a 2,000 seat capacity. And according to the Inquirer, Vance's visit apparently will begin around noon.
Wait a second.
What?
J.D. Vance is appearing at the old ECW arena?
Yes, and he's going to throw Democrats through flaming tables and hit them with kendo sticks and folding chairs.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Isn't that a perfect fit?
That is an amazing, amazing story.
For Mr. Hillbilly Elegy to show up in an old wrestling venue?
Holy S.
Yes. And then you got Kamala Harris, who will be at my old stomping grounds at the Leah Chorus Center, where yours truly graduated in 2006. Not magna cum laude. I got barely by, but, you know, I still got my degree. She'll be at Temple University, and we are going to be separate. They're going to be separated by, what is that, about 3.5-4 miles. And I think this is an interesting concept. And is the motive to steal away some headlines from Kamala in Philly? I don't think it's really that. And some people are going to say, well, J.D. Vance, focus on other parts of Pennsylvania. But think about this, right? Pennsylvania, we know, could very well determine the election. And you might be of the belief of, oh, J.D. Vance, just go to Butler, go to Harrisburg, go to Lackawanna County, go to the Poconos, go to Stroudsburg, go to Williamsport. But, I mean, if Pennsylvania is of the utmost importance And as I played you that clip in the Big Take and multiple clips of the black community, not necessarily rushing to jump on the Kamala Harris bandwagon. I mean, if you can pluck off some voters in Philadelphia that ultimately helps Trump win Pennsylvania, it's absolutely worth it. And this is nothing new, right? I mean, Trump has held a rally in the Bronx. I mean, Trump has gone to Atlanta, Georgia now multiple times. Donald Trump feels like the black vote is out there for the taking. And he's gone from 6% to 12% to probably above 15% this time around at a bare minimum. I don't think this is a wasted endeavor for J.D. Vance. I think this matters for the Trump campaign tomorrow. And we'll get into the financials in a minute as far as what these two candidates are spending in the swing states. But, Don, I'm of the belief that J.D. Vance, yes, you park your keister here in this state for 75 of the next 90 days. You know, go to Michigan a little bit, go to Wisconsin a little bit. You're the Rust Belt guy, Mr. Ohio, but you stay here in Pennsylvania, and I don't think you ignore Philadelphia. And I don't think Trump wants him to do that either.
No. No, go to South Philadelphia and talk to people. I mean, we have, you think about Friday, just the jobs news and the stock market and that jobs report that came out, a 3-year low, and which is something we've all known, that they keep saying, oh no, everything's fabulous. And they don't want to say the R word. So they say recovery. Yeah. It's not a recession. It's a recovery.
Yeah.
And you look at this morning now, the future's all down. I mean, it's crazy. And so it's the economy.
Yes.
And so that's what they need to talk about here in Philadelphia is jobs in Pennsylvania, across the nation. Talk about jobs. Talk about the fact that this administration has driven jobs. I mean, chased jobs away. And the question is, how do we get those jobs back?
Mm-hmm.
And can Trump, now Trump swears he just was tweeting out or Xing out over the weekend, whatever, that, you know, by this time next year, he'll have everything robust and bring everything back. It's tough.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. And I think the two numbers you're referring to on Friday was, what, 140,000? Nice. And the employment or unemployment rate, I should say, up to, what, 4.3%, I believe, was the
worst
figure.
Numbers we've seen in years.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's a hot mess. And the fact that they want to blame Trump over all of this, and think about Pennsylvania, fracking, you think about Kamala, what did she say? We have the receipt, as you always say.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me of Hillary. I know, Bo.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
Kamala is against fracking. They're shutting it down. All of them. Biden, Kamala, they're taking away your jobs. And this EV thing, and they're trying to back off of it. The bottom line is these electric vehicles
mm-hmm.
require less workers. Bottom line.
Yeah.
And they don't work well. And there's a huge battery problem with them. Batteries start on fire. Batteries can't charge. We saw that in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
Just talk about the economy. Talk about the jobs. All this other nonsense about, you know, and I know we'll go through all of it, but I'm just kind of, I just am saying focus, focus, focus.
Yeah. And I think that's the most difficult thing that he can, that's what's kind of, you know, handicapping him and hamstringing him, so to speak. Don't get caught up in the DEI stuff. Don't get caught up in the gender identity. I couldn't care less if she's black, Asian, Jamaican, or anything under the sun or anywhere in between. As I mentioned before, as you were going through the news, 15 days in, no news conference, mm-hmm. no national one-on-one interview, even with somebody like a George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah. Where was she at the NABJ?
Right.
Right.
She did not show up. Right.
She was invited.
We talked about that last week, and yeah, you know, Trump got ambushed right off the jump from Scott from ABC, and then he had to kind of fire back. She hasn't posted her policies. She has not committed to a debate. She's done rallies, concerts, sororities, and she's basically had the mainstream media do all of her work for her. And that might fly in the honeymoon period. That might fly in the month of August when people are at the shore and checked out. But that won't fly in September, post-Labor Day, once kids go back to school, once people get back to the grind, and we're within 8 to 10 weeks of the election. And the other thing that we have to get to is they had final interviews yesterday in Washington, D.C. Kamala Harris meeting with Josh Shapiro, our Pennsylvania governor, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and
Astronaut.
So we got two space cadets, right? I think Trump said that last week when Sean Farris joined us. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz in Washington. So do you really think Kamala Harris is going to roll out tomorrow at the Leah Koras Center a governor from Minnesota or a senator from Arizona? No. The answer is it will be Josh Shapiro. Right. And I'm about 95% convinced that'll be the case. I think it would be a stunning upset if it's not Shapiro. And the reason why I think it's Shapiro, money talks. Axios just laid out this weekend a great breakdown of swing state spending. And between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, they have spent a combined $211 million in Pennsylvania. I believe we have the graphic. Phil, if you can put it up on YouTube, you'll see the Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina, Nevada breakdown. So it's actually really, really close financially between the two. Kamala has spent $109 million. Trump right behind her at $102 million. But then after that, it goes to show you the financial disparity and discrepancy between the two. Kamala is spending over 4-1 in Michigan versus Trump, about 2-1 in Georgia, a little over 3-1 in Wisconsin, about 3-1 or 2.5-1 in Arizona, and then North Carolina and Nevada. You've got North Carolina, Trump spending more, and Nevada, Trump spending a little bit more. And I think right now, if I'm looking at that graphic, I feel great about Trump's chances in North Carolina, the same with Nevada. Arizona and Georgia is interesting because off the top, they should be the two easiest to flip based on the fact that Biden just won both of them by just over 10,000 4 years ago. But when I look at that, it tells me two things. Trump and Kamala know the importance of Pennsylvania. I mean, Bucks County, Bellwether County, Northampton County, which is eastern Pennsylvania, which Greg and I know very well, could very well determine this election. But what concerns me here, Dawn, is Michigan and Wisconsin. I would argue Trump's got a better chance at Wisconsin right now than Michigan. But looking at the financial disparity in Michigan, I almost get the feeling that Trump is punting on Michigan based on the Muslim vote and the far left adherence to doing whatever you can to be pro-Palestinian with the progressive faction of the party. I'm not sure what you observe, what you take away from that graphic that we have up on YouTube, but those are a few of the takeaways just based on money talking from here.
I think that as long as you said, you mentioned Nevada, so go through it. I mean, Arizona is a border state, and so let us not forget the what they've been through as far as Arizona. That's why Mark Kelly's in play and his famous wife, etc. But you do have Arizona as a border state. They've been dealing with not just the economy, the illegal situation. Mm-hmm. When I think about Nevada, and Trump is brilliant when he says, no, I was this past week. I mean, there were so many people. I was in North Carolina traveling through the There were so many people saying, hey, yeah, no tips, you know, no tax on tips. That's huge. But now this concept that Trump wants to, that he's putting out there, that there will be no taxes on your Social Security.
Yeah, it's a huge story
this
from
is,
late last
right?
week. Yep.
This is, so those two things together, because think about the population size right now. As we talk about, look at this large population of seniors. What are they doing right now? They're working.
Yeah, they can't retire.
Can't retire.
Well, they've come out of retirement.
But now you're in a bigger bracket, right? Yep. Now you're in a bigger bracket because of the Social Security tax and so on and so forth.
Yep.
So it's brilliant. Yep. So Social Security, not taxing that, as well as the tips for Nevada, states like Nevada, it's huge.
I mean, and think about it even, so you're talking about Social Security, obviously that plays to the 65 plus demographic, but I would argue that the tip demographic is, you know, Gen Z, Millennial, and some Gen Xers, maybe some boomers as well. I mean, think about how many people that do Lyft or Uber as a side job and basically have to use that second job as a way to get back to where they were financially 5 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, that, you know, that Uber that you took to the Philadelphia Internet international airport that cost you $72 that you gave a $15 tip on top of. Now that driver all of a sudden doesn't have to claim those on his taxes. Yeah. I mean, that's a game changer.
That's when we were in North Carolina with the kids. We took a lot. Every Uber driver was 69 to 74.
Okay.
A guy who, one guy was a lawyer. He used to be a labor attorney. really fascinating. You know, you meet all these characters, right? All of them are talking about this, all Republicans, and many of them, especially that labor attorney, used to be Democrats. They've flipped.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, you know, that's my, you know, it's non-scientific polling that we all do, right? But yep. I simply think that this is Trump's for the taking if he sticks with his strong point, which is the economy, just talking about the economy and fixing that, talking about the border and the border issues and the crime, which affects all of us. And during the Olympics, because I love the Olympics and Simone Biles was amazing over the weekend, but during the Olympics, there is an ad, and I believe the nurse is from here in Pennsylvania. The ad airing is a nurse who's talking about the fact that her own regular patients are not getting the care, but that people coming here illegally are getting free care. It's a powerful ad.
It is. And as you would say, it's a sin. 855-839-1210. We'll come back. We got a lot of Trump news to get to. We'll touch on it to start when we come back, and we'll continue and wrap it up after Dawn's news in hour number two. As we continue, Monday morning, a big week. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Had a nice chat with one of my friends who's worked for Chapman for many years. Military veteran. Yes, they hire veterans. You know, by now, I just think the world of the Chapman family team. They've done beautiful home in my work. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. You know, I trust them. You may not think of Chapman right away for things like siding. Or what about stucco remediation? I would trust no one else with this important investment in your home. If you're thinking of updating your current siding or removing that stucco and then replacing it with siding, think Chapman. Now through Labor Day, Chapman is offering 20% off your James Hardy siding project, including windows, doors, shutters you would purchase to complete all of your exterior needs, that exterior makeover. How does that sound? With updated siding choices, the curb appeal of your home is going to wow you and everybody else. If you currently have stucco, updating it with James Hardy plank or the vinyl siding, oh, that's going to add such value and beauty to your home. These certified Chapman installers are the professionals you want on this job. So think about it. Windows, doors, siding, shutters, hardware choices. Give them a call. Text 610-431-8898. They're local. You can visit them online, chapmanwindowsdoors.com. Take that virtual tour, chapmanwindowsdoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Did you see the stock market?
By the way, can I just make a little announcement here? Right now, we're gonna beta test this, as they call it. Not alpha test it. We're gonna beta test it.
Okay.
There is, if you're listening right now on the Odyssey app, and if you're not, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Please download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's all free. You can download it. Make sure you favorite 1210 WPHT. You will see on the 1210 WPHT page there on the Odyssey app a little microphone. Click that microphone, and you can leave us voice messages.
Whoa!
Yes. So if you want to, you know, everybody's busy, we get it. You don't have time to call in, or you don't have time to go on the YouTube chat,
sit on hold,
Twitter, all that stuff. If we get it,
can they leave a video?
You can not yet, Dawn.
It's like fans only.
Hold your horses, Stensland. Yeah,
not yet, Dawn. Thanks for getting ahead of the gun. We're only a year and a half behind in this technology. If you're listening right now on the Odyssey app and you want to leave us a message, we'll play it later on the air. Like,
wow.
Hey, this is Bill from Mount Laurel, and I think Greg Stocker sucks.
Well,
or you know, all of that, whatever you want. Just put it on, you know, leave us a voice message.
Yeah.
And we'll play it later on in the air.
Now do we have somebody that has voiced the, hey, you've reached 1210 WPHT.
No,
we're not home right now, but leave your name, number, and a brief message, and we'll get back to you.
Nick, it's not 1994, but
wish it was.
This is.
I like that idea, though.
This is a, you know, you literally just hit it, and you talk into your phone.
How about
like
that?
You would, you know.
Yeah, like the audio recorder on your smartphone.
Exactly. So wow. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, please use that technology. One, because I want to see how how well it works.
Yeah.
And two, I want to see, I want to gauge the level of interest in this.
Yeah. Cool. And I think if it takes off, maybe we either every day or a couple of times a week, we set aside a certain time every day.
Uh-oh.
And we do it for 15 minutes, and we just react and riff to the messages for what they like to call a QH. Yeah, just the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
15 minutes is a long time, though.
Yeah, well, it is.
No, I understand
Greg
why
usually,
you're saying
like,
that.
Yeah,
just Greg
trying to trick the
like
algorithms.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Just trying to rig the system.
Thank you.
There you go.
By the way, we have. Did you guys see the pole vaulter, the French pole vaulter
yes.
over the weekend? Yeah. We'll have that video coming up.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, stuff happens sometimes.
Hey, look, I love, yeah.
If you're going to.
Screw Swallow out, Bender. It's an imperfect world.
If you're the pole vaulter
yeah.
and you're going to, you know, mess up in that way and mm-hmm. knock over the
mm-hmm.
the apparatus, yeah. you might as well be with your apparatus.
Wow.
Well, that's
I mean, that's like legendary.
That's app on app crime.
That
guy didn't win an Olympic gold medal, but he wins at life.
Yeah, right? He and the Hawk Tua girl, they're going to, you know, get together.
Yeah.
All right, the 1210 WPHD voice message. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, leave us a voice message. We will play it at some point later on today.
All right, coming up next, we will get to Dawn's news and then a trifecta of Trump stories as newly reported transcripts are depicting a communication breakdown from Butler, PA. Also, a Texas woman charged with making threats against Donald Trump, and also this kind of flew under the radar. It occurred on Wednesday. It was reported on Fox News on Friday with Trump, Mar-a-Lago, July 13th, and who? China. We'll get to that when we come back. Hour number two of Kale and Company is on the way.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.